Chapter 2, The Chase. While Olivia continued to chase Scarlet through Hearthlake City, Mia was practicing jumps with her horse Bella in the horse riding ring. Mia and Bella needed to be at their best for the jumping contest tomorrow. Mia loved competing, but this year the competition was really tough. Nice on Bella. That one had gold medal written all over it, Mia said. After Bella had landed on a perfect jump, Justin, Lacey, and her white horse, Ginger Snap, trotted over. Lacey was Mia's main competition. I wouldn't be so sure. Mia, Ginger Snap is a champion, Lacey said. May the best horse and rider win, Mia replied confidently. She wasn't going to let the competition bring her down. Thanks. We will, Lacey sneered as she rode off. Bark, 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 bark. Scarlet was running toward Mia and Bella. Oh no! Scarlet darted underneath Bella. The horse was so scared that she reared back on her hind legs. Whoa! Whoa, Bella, whoa! Mia said nervously. Mia carefully dismounted as the puppy ran circles around Bella's hooves, but before she could get a firm grip on Bella's reins, the horse ran away. A moment later, Olivia breathlessly ran into the horse riding ring. Now where did that dog go? Olivia said to herself as she turned to look behind her. She stepped forward and bumped right into Mia. Both girls fell to the ground. Sorry, my horse got spooked by this puppy running by, Mia said as she brushed herself off. Oh no, are you Mia? Yeah. Are you Olivia? Yeah. And this mess is all my fault, Olivia explained. Scarlet was finally too tired to run anymore. She plopped down at the side of the ring. Olivia took the opportunity to scoop her up. Just when Olivia thought things couldn't get any worse, she looked up to see Emma, Stephanie, and Andrea all hounding toward her. The girls didn't look happy, and she couldn't blame them. I worked for 3 hours on the banner, and the puppy wrecked it in 3 seconds. Emma said, "My horse ran off and we're supposed to compete tomorrow." Mia said, angrier. "I'm already super busy with rehearsals in my work at the cafe. I definitely don't have time to clean up after that puppy," Andrea added. Stephanie whistled for everyone to stop. "Everyone, relax. Look, we're all upset, but let's give Olivia a chance to explain," she said. "Not that it will help," she added under her breath. "I don't have time. I have to go find my horse right away," Mia explained. "Mia, we can take my car and find Bella in a minute. I know it's hard for you, but people come first," said Stephanie, "then animals." Mia frowned and folded her arms. "Fine. Do you all know each other?" Olivia asked. "Sort of. I'm Stephanie. That's Mia. And you're Emma, aren't you?" Stephanie asked. "Yep. Yes," replied Emma. "I'm sure you all know my name. I'm the off-cycle singer for the World Spectacular," Andrea said. The other girls gave one another confused looks. "I'm Andrea," she added, feeling a bit embarrassed. "Oh, I know you," Emma said. "Really?" Andrea asked with excitement. Finally, someone recognized her. "Yeah, you gave me the wrong order last time. I was at the cafe," said Emma. "Oh, right. That sounds like me," replied Andrea. "It's nice to meet you all," Olivia said. "I just moved here 2 weeks ago." "My aunt warned me about the puppy and the leash, but I didn't listen. I'm really sorry." And Olivia trailed off. Suddenly, the mayor came running over in a panic. "Stephanie," he called. "Stephanie!"
"Mr. Mayor," Stephanie began.
"What on earth is happening here? The World Spectacular has to go perfectly. All the people are coming to our city, and these fairgrounds are a disaster. Who is responsible for that runaway puppy?"
the mayor demanded. He was upset. Olivia opened her mouth to admit it was all her fault. But Stephanie jumped in before she could speak. It doesn't matter, sir. Placing blame won't fix anything. Don't worry. Everything's under control. Almost, Stephanie said. The mayor was still not satisfied.
But how? What?
I'm going to assemble a team to fix everything. I've handled situations far worse than this, Stephanie assured the mayor.
Really?
Emma asked sincerely.
Like what?
Shh, whispered Stephanie. Winked. Stephanie, I'm counting on you. I'll go reassure our sponsors and special guests. Unlike me, they're very nervous, the mayor said. He hurried away. Once he was out of sight, Andrea turned to Stephanie. Stephanie, who is this team that's going to fix everything? She asked.
Yes.
They sound amazing, said Emma.
It's team you and you and you and you and me, Stephanie said, pointing to all the
girls and then herself.
Us? Do all that? By tomorrow?
Mia said, in shock. Yes. We just need a place to work and get organized, Stephanie said confidently. There's a treehouse near my house, Olivia suggested.
That's perfect. Who's in?
Stephanie said. All the girls cheered, except for Mia. She wasn't interested.
Okay. You can count on me.
You can count me out, Mia said. She turned to Stephanie. Can we go find Bella now? Stephanie nodded and gave the girls a reassuring look. She talked to Mia. If this team was going to work, they definitely need her to be on board.